God tries to speak to people in diverse manners. He's always trying to get man's attention. Always. Behind the scenes, the Spirit is always trying to get man's attention, to bring man out of that ditch, that deep pit he finds himself in. Many are distracted, are simply unable to perceive what the Lord intends for them. Some perceive it, and because of fear of contradiction and fear of persecution or the love of this world, they deliberately turn their backs on it. Now God is always speaking. Now He speaks to get man out of the realm of hell and death. He's speaking and always trying to show man the exit way into the place of life and life abundant. Praise God. You see this in Job chapter 33, the sermon of Elihu, who speaks about God's good intention for man, to illumine man with the light of life, to cause man to rediscover his righteousness and the joy of his salvation, the security and everything that accompanies the great salvation of the Lord. God seeks to reveal the glory, His glory, to man. Years ago, I remember back in Africa, I was in a family house, and I tried to just open my mouth to preach or to share some of the words of God with the people in that family. And I remember strange things happened as I opened the Bible. Strange things began to happen. Suddenly, around the windows of the house, you know, in Africa you have stray chickens that roam the street. You know, just like farmlands, you know, you have those kind of things a lot in Africa. In America, I never saw chicken, you know, free chicken, you know, roaming, stray chicken roaming on the streets. When in Africa, you have a lot of these kind of things. And suddenly, along the windows of the house, chickens from other compounds started coming, you know, and they mounted on the windows, and they were like looking into the parlor where I was preaching. And the people around the house were all shocked that what is happening, that they've never seen such a thing before. And in the spirit, suddenly I could discern a kind of a whirlwind was like gathering, you know, summoning these chickens around that neighborhood to come to the house to listen to the word of God. Now that thing that God did is simply a sign to show them the importance of listening, the importance of those words that were about to come out of my mouth. Now the words that were to come out of my mouth are not my words. The words to come out of my mouth are the words of the Lord, which I myself must also hearken to. So you see that years later, many things happened in that family, and I tell you, it wasn't very pleasant. The manner in which some of them were cut down by death, it was very, very sad ending for those people. Now you could see that God was trying to avert all those things. God in his wisdom was trying to avert disaster for that family. But somehow they were not able to receive what the Lord was saying at that hour. See, the salvation that we seek comes by hearing. It comes by our ability to hear what the Spirit is saying. To hear and to embrace by faith what the Spirit is saying, that is what brings the salvation of God. Praise God. Now we're so much used to signs and wonders, and we want to see something, and want to see. But I tell you, the only way a man can be saved is to hear the voice of the Spirit testifying of the glory of God to be revealed, and to submit to that voice of the Spirit. Praise God, because anything outside of the glory of God will wither away and fade away and die off. That is truth. Anything apart from the glory of God is temporal. Anything apart from the glory of God is darkness, outer darkness. But God desires that we have life, and life, and life, and life more abundantly. Praise God. The prophet Isaiah spoke about the glory of the Lord that is to be revealed. Brethren, I tell you, the hour is now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. The hour is now that this great prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled in our individual lives. Turn quickly to the book of Isaiah chapter 40. Let us listen to the comforting words of the Spirit of God. Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received from the Lord's hands the double for all her sins. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Praise God. The glory of the Lord to be revealed, and all flesh shall see it. This is the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Praise God. That voice today is echoing in the hearts of men. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Praise God. Make straight a desert in the highway. Hallelujah. And that desert in which we make that highway, that way of the Lord, is right within us. in our individual lives. Praise God, because that glory to be revealed is in none other than you yourself. See, that is your comfort, that is your peace, that is your rest. The glory of the Lord to be revealed is you yourself. Praise God, we're talking here about the totality of God's power, the totality of God's love, the totality of God's joy, the totality of God's peace. Everything is to be revealed in you who hear the voice that says, prepare the way of the Lord. Praise God. Nothing will happen outside of you that will ever cause you to realize the peace and the joy of the Lord. It's all within you. It's all in man's ability to hear the instruction of the Spirit and allow the mystery of Christ in you to come forth. Christ in you is the glory of God. Christ in you is the anointed one. Christ in you is the creature of God. Christ in you is your true life. But of course, all these things have been hidden and buried in the grave. See, the grave is our human consciousness. The grave is our human identity. See, this pearl of great price, this treasure, this Christ within, this glory of God, has all been buried in the grave. Wrapped up in grave clothes, in black, mourning, in sickness, disease, poverty consciousness, in carnality, all hidden within man. Praise God, praise God, praise God. But the hour has come to awaken to this reality. Somebody says, but how can I get there? How can I get there? The Bible answers that question. If you go further in Isaiah chapter 40, said, verse 6, go down to verse 6, the voice said, cry out. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its comeliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass, the grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God stands forever. O Zion, you will bring good tidings. Get up into the high mountains, O Jerusalem. You who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Hallelujah. Behold your God. You know what Isaiah is trying to say here, the prophet, by the Spirit? He's saying that the glory of the Lord is revealed in you only as you ascend up that high mountain. This is the high mountain of the spirit realm. You must first of every man must first of all recognize his origin upon Mount Zion. Mount Zion is the higher dimensions of God's eternal dwelling. Is the realm of the eternal spirit of God. And of course, by now we all know that we are one spirit with God. See, he that is joined with the Lord is one spirit with God. Meaning our dwelling place is upon Mount Zion. This is the city of the great king. The dwelling of God. Praise God. God wants his people to ascend. Get thee up into the high mountain. It's only when you get up into the high mountains that the people can behold the living God. It's only when you ascend up into the high mountains that they can behold the glory of the Lord revealed. Here we go back again to the mystery of godliness. The mystery of godliness, which Paul writes in a letter to Timothy. See, he says, great is the mystery of godliness. God made manifest in the flesh, seen by men and angels, preached in the world, and taken back up in glory. Now, when people read these scriptures, there's a tendency to think that Paul was referring to only Jesus. See, but Paul was also speaking about himself, because he was manifesting that same mystery. Timothy was also manifesting that same mystery of God manifested in the flesh. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. God manifest in the flesh, seen by men and angels, and taken back up into glory. Now let us read these things together, because I know not everybody here knows the scripture. These messages go to some places where we don't want to assume that everybody knows the scripture. Turn quickly to the book of Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God. Are you listening here? Capital letter G. God was manifest in the flesh. Now he's saying here that the glory of God. You can't separate God's glory from God. Behold your God. Hallelujah. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in glory. Praise God. Behold your God. Get thee up to the high mountains, behold your God, and declare, behold your God. You don't need to just speak or go to the center of the city to shout out, behold your God. If a man ascends up upon that high mountain, the glory of God speaks for itself. People see the glory of God in you. People see the beauty and the power, the majesty of the living one flowing through you. Great is the mystery of godliness. God manifested in the flesh, seen by men and angels, and taken up into glory. Praise God. The world believes when they see this great spectacle made manifest in you. Hallelujah. John says we saw that word of God. So we touch it. That word of God that was in the beginning with the Father, in the bosom of God. We beheld it with our eyes and we touch it. Praise God, today we all are being called to manifest this same mystery. See, herein lies our salvation and our healing forever. See, salvation is not about acquiring the goods of this world unto yourself. See, you cannot get salvation by acquiring the goods of this world unto yourself or the glories of this world unto yourself. Rather, salvation comes by ascending up that high mountain spiritually. It's a spiritual ascension. It's an awakening. Awakening your spiritual faculties to the reality of your spiritual self, your celestial self, your immortal self, your incorruptible self, your immaculate self. Oh, hallelujah. That's how we ascend. It's not about religious works, but simply awakening to truth. Because those who are awoken all live in the heights of Zion. That's in the spirit realm. Those who are awakened rule and reign in Christ in heavenly places. Heavenly places talks about Mount Zion. These are the mountains of God, the eternal mountains of God, the everlasting hills of God. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. In the past, you know, we prayed all kind of prayers. God, we want this. God, we want a wife. God, we want a husband. So I met so many sisters who think that they are incomplete without a husband. And you keep going all around from pastor to pastor to pray for you for a husband. Look, I tell you the truth. The only thing you need is to realize the glory of God in you. Praise God. Allow that light in you break forth. And even those with husbands and those with wives will come to look for you to tap off your favor. Praise God. I bet Jesus didn't get married. Or do we think that Jesus Christ didn't suffer the pressures of men, the pressures of society to get married? Jesus didn't get married. He was not married. Neither was Paul married. Were they married? You see, but we see married people sought their favor. We're not against marriage, but what I'm trying to say is that let the focus be on realizing the mystery of life in yourself. Don't let these things of this world distract you. We should learn to live every day as it passes by day, and not worrying about any other thing, because everything that we need is already present. We are already complete. If you are the glory of God, what is there to be added? There's nothing to be added. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ taught us how to pray. Jesus Christ never prayed for, he never told you to that we should pray for a Cadillac. He never told you to pray for good husband, good wife, good family. See, he never told you to get to pray for good jobs. What he told you to pray for, I taught you to pray for, is that you realize the kingdom of God in you. Thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power forever and ever. Let that kingdom come within me. Let that glory come within me. Let that power come within me. Let that majesty break forth from within me. That is the prayer of the one that is enlightened. Because if I have the glory of the Lord, if I rediscover the kingdom of God, I know that everything follows me. Because all things are mine. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Somebody laments, but how can I become so spiritual with all the problems that I have? Another one will say, I have so much debt, I have so much problems. How can I break forth? If we allow the Spirit of God guide us, if we allow the Spirit of God counsel us, God will always give us an escape route from the many pressures that life offers us. Jesus himself had the pressures of life all over him. Didn't the tax collectors come to Jesus? They came to Jesus. But at that point in time, the Father opened the door for Jesus, and with a flash of revelation knowledge, Jesus was able to tell them, go to the sea and pick up a fish, the first fish you pick out of the mouth, take out the money for the taxes. Praise God. Now this could function for Jesus because he was walking in the will of God. And what is the will of God? That every man manifest the Christ in himself, which is the glory of God. If we have problems, we are debt ridden, we have health problems, just reach out by faith. Hallelujah. Reach out by faith. Stir up yourself in the spirit wherever you are. Reach out by faith to the glory that is within you. Because the glory that is within you never diminishes. It never left you, and it will always be with you. Praise God. No matter how enveloped in outer darkness that you might, you know, your situation might be, no matter how gloomy your situation might be, allow the words of the Spirit awaken you to the reality that within you is the glory and the majesty of God. And when we say the glory of God, we're talking of the totality of what God has, and what God is resident within you. Praise God. There was the woman with the issue of blood. She had been in that condition for 18 years. Oh, praise God. She had gone from doctor to doctor, from preacher to preacher, from spiritualist to spiritualist, from product to product, looking for a solution to that problem that she had. See, she was losing blood constantly, I think 12 or 18 years, I can't remember. Losing blood constantly. Oh, praise God. Now you can imagine how depreciated she must have been. You can imagine how weakened she must have become. You must be, imagine how demaciated, how skinny, how irritable that she must have been. Obviously, with that kind of issue of blood for so long, it would mean that she didn't have a husband. It would mean that, you know, she could have no pleasure physically with men. See it? It would mean that she, how do I put it? She had become an object of pity before men. Anybody who passes by her will whisper and say, "Oh, poor lady." See, but this lady could stir up herself to reach out. She stirred up herself to reach out to that Christ, the glory of God. And I tell you, you will not find that glory of God without you. You will not find that glory of God on the outside of you. You can come under the cover of a pastor, under the cover of an anointed person, somebody who is anointed and gifted, and that thing will only be temporal. Before you know it, you are back to your former conditions. If you want to reach out to Christ and touch the hem of the garment of Christ, if you want to partake of the anointing of Christ, you better first of all recognize that within you, no matter your condition, there is the glory of God. Praise God. If by faith you can reach out to Christ and touch Him by ascending spiritually in prayer and in meditation, you will get there. Because the doors of God's kingdom will always be open, they are never shut. See, nowhere will you see in the Bible that the kingdom of the gates of the New Jerusalem are shut. They are open 24 hours, all the year round, throughout all eternity. For it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, the power, the glory, the honor, the majesty forever. That is the will of God. Praise God, the glory of the Lord revealed. Christ is the glory of God. You are the glory of God because Christ is your life. Hallelujah. If no matter the situations we find ourselves in, financial, physical, doesn't matter. The only thing that a man needs is to stir up himself and hear the Spirit say, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord in that desert condition. Prepare the highway of the Lord in the midst of that desert." See, he didn't say prepare the highway of the Lord in some garden somewhere, but in the midst of a desert. Because the desert speaks about a waterless place, a place where there is no life, where there is no hope. A place that is not inhabited by men, where men cannot survive. That is a desert. But it says, prepare ye the highway of the Lord in the desert. The voice cries in the wilderness, in the wilderness places. That is, in your desolate places, in your human wastes, in your hopeless condition, God is able to turn that situation around. Because in reality, within you there is that joy, that glory. There is that pack of dynamite, that dunamis within you. But we must prepare the way of the Lord. High mountains in our lives should be brought low, and the valleys brought up. The many, many beliefs, mountains of beliefs, strongholds that have tied us to humanity, tied us to carnality, tied us to human living, all these things have to be leveled by the word of truth. Praise God. Those high mountains of belief, religious beliefs, traditional religion, what Christ is, the hope of your calling, beliefs about judgment, wrong beliefs about God, wrong beliefs about your human identity, about your origin. These are the high mountains that have to be leveled by the Spirit of God. Praise God. You know the greatest thing that hinders a man from his part in God? He's himself. Praise God. That's why Jesus Christ says that, or rather John the Baptist, I must decrease and he must increase. Jesus also says, I must go. Now he says, I must go there. That is reference to his human self. Jesus, born of a woman. Jesus of Nazareth. That one has to go. See, because that Jesus of Nazareth is like a mountain. A mountain of belief that has to be leveled for the glory of God to be revealed in us. See, we've been edified in the flesh from the day we were put into this world, born into this world. And that identity in the flesh has become a stumbling block for man and, you know, his glory in God. That's why Jesus Christ says, you must pick up your cross and follow me. Praise God. Pick up your cross and follow me. Meaning the death. That human life has to be leveled. We have to let go of it by revelation of truth. By recognizing that Christ is my life. By recognizing that I am from eternity. By recognizing my realm is not this realm. I am from above, not from beneath. Praise God. Then we begin to see light break forth in us. Then we begin to see that wilderness-like state turn into a blossoming Garden of Eden. We turn quickly to the book of Isaiah chapter 35. Are you there? Isaiah 35. The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them. And the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice. even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, and the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Are you listening? The excellency. What better way can you qualify the glory of the Lord revealed, the excellency of the Lord? We're not just talking of a partial unveiling, a partial revealing. We're talking of the excellency of the Lord revealed through you. The totality of God's glory revealed to you, shall be seen in you. Because that desert condition, that wilderness condition, where there is sorrow, mourning, pain, worries, tribulation, anguish of soul, that is the wilderness, desert-like condition of man, of mortal man, of man who is ignorant of his portion in God. But these things shall be changed. These things are changed right now as you hear the voice of truth and you allow the voice of truth lead you on. It can never fail. God can never fail. The word of God accomplishes that which is, that, you know, it is sent to accomplish. All that is required is listening ear, ability to listen and to receive. That is all that is required. Nothing more. See, we are seeing now how we can get that joy of our salvation, where things can become beautiful again. See, how we can be delivered from every problem that life offers, whether it be a condition in the body, whether it be a condition in the finances, whether it be in condition psychologically, whatever, in your families, every aspect of your lives can be turned around from a wilderness condition, a desert-like condition, where there is no life, no joy, into a Garden of Eden state, where the totality of God's glory is found. Praise God, praise God, praise God. But man must listen. Man must allow that voice of the Spirit work this thing out in himself. Through prayers, through meditation, through continuity in that upward path into glory. Because you know when you're climbing a mountain, it might not be easy initially, isn't it? But there is the day of glory. Further in Isaiah 35, it talks about the eyes of the blind opening and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Sit and the tongue of the dumb loosened, and waters breaking forth in the wilderness. Praise God. And streams in the desert. Hallelujah. The eyes must begin to be opened right now by faith. Open to the reality of Christ in you. The eyes of understanding must be illumined, and the ears must begin to be opened to realize truth from God's perspective. Praise God. When the eyes are opened and the ears are stopped, a whole new realm of bliss, infinite, possibilities opens up to man, and he begins to enter into the joy of his salvation. see, the hour has come for the brethren. Not tomorrow when something happens. Not in 2012 when something happens. Not when the Arabs attack Israel. Or when Jesus Christ comes upon Mount Olive. And all this talk that we've heard over the years, all these are just distractions. What we need now is to recognize the indwelling glory of God and to ascend from the earth. Ascending from the earth means letting go of that which is earthly, which is natural, which is of this world, and rediscovering ourselves back upon Mount Zion. It's a spiritual ascension. It comes by awakening the spiritual faculties of man. Praise God. The glory of the Lord revealed. This is the hope of all creation. Nothing else can bring the healing and the joy and the salvation that a man seeks apart from knowing this great secret that we heard today. So like Paul will admonish, let us patiently allow this revelation take a hold on us and walk in it. So knowing that the Lord who has given you this same revelation is able to bring you to that expected end. See, the Lord is able to liberate you from your many troubles. The Lord is able to establish you in this great truth and cause you to be a manifestation of His glory in this world. God bless you.
into temptation, but deliver us from evil.